Exclusive. New poll shows voters want cell phone freedom. 9 out of 10 Americans support the right to take their phone when switching cell phone providers. By the Bull Moose Project, sponsored on April 13, 2026. The following content is sponsored by the Bull Moose Project. For many Americans, buying the latest iPhone or Galaxy device can mean being stuck with that wireless provider for the lifetime of the device. This practice is widely unpopular, with a new poll released by the Bull Moose Project, conducted by Fabrizio Ward, finding that 9 out of 10 consumers want to easily take their cell phone to a new carrier. Millions of consumers remain tied to a single wireless provider because of a practice known as mobile locking, which can limit whether, or when, a cell phone can be used on a different network, even if the device was purchased outright or has already been paid off. Mobile locking refers to software restrictions imposed by wireless carriers that handcuff phones to work on only one carrier's network. For years, the biggest cell phone service providers have argued that unlocking cell phones would be unworkable, too complex, risky, or costly to implement at scale. But consumers heard that story before when people wanted to keep their cell phone numbers. And with enough pressure, carriers made it happen and seem to be doing fine. So the question isn't whether unlocking can be done. It's whether carriers will respond to what consumers actually want. Unlocking policies often require consumers to meet specific conditions, such as waiting a set period of time before switching to another carrier. As attention around the issue grows, public support for easier phone unlocking is mounting. Locked phones cost consumers real money, said Aidan Buzzetti, president of the Bull Moose Project. A locked cell phone is a financial anchor, tying families to a single carrier long after they've paid for the device, even if that service is bad or overpriced. A new national survey conducted by Fabrizio Ward finds overwhelming public support for making it easier for consumers to take their phones with them when switching providers. According to the poll, 93% of voters say taking a phone to a new carrier should be just as easy as keeping their number. Support spans political lines, with respondents backing the policy by an 85% to 6% margin. More than 7 in 10 voters said they strongly support the change. Voters also appear skeptical of existing industry practices. 3 in 4 voters agree that mobile locking limits choice, stifles competition, and keeps prices high. And nearly half of voters, 48%, say their wireless bill already costs too much. Momentum is also building in Washington. In March, Senators Cynthia Lummis, RY, John Kennedy, RLA, and Eric Schmidt, RMO, sent a letter to the FCC Commission urging the agency to finalize its rulemaking and require automatic phone unlocking after 180 days across all carriers. In the letter, the senators described unlocking as a pro-consumer, pro-competition issue, arguing that locking creates barriers for Americans who want to switch and keeps prices higher than necessary. Consumer advocates also say these restrictions make it harder for customers to shop for better deals, even when more affordable options exist. In fact, according to NCTA, the Internet and Television Association, a two-line household could save up to $1,200 per year by switching to cheaper wireless plans. Locked phones also typically resell for 20 to 40% less than identical unlocked devices, leaving consumers with reduced resale value. The current debate echoes an earlier fight over number portability, the right to keep your phone number when switching carriers. The industry warned it would be disruptive and expensive, but it was mandated and became routine. Former Verizon CEO Ivan Seidenberg even captured the industry's moment of resignation. "Let's as an industry stop moaning and groaning about it. Our government has spoken. Our customers tell us they want it. Let's clear the decks and get it done." With public opinion strongly favoring cell phone freedom, policymakers and regulators face growing pressure to treat mobile unlocking as a given.